welcome to Animals Today, your home for a serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Almost daily, we all see articles or news reports about the worsening conditions of our oceans. News like huge islands of floating trash, the water become progressively more acidic, fish stocks dwindling due to uncontrolled overfishing, and oil and gas spills and leaks. And even though I wonder if there's some element of hype or alarmism in some of these stories, on a recent trip to Catalina Island off the coast of California near Los Angeles, I saw strong evidence of harm to the oceans as reflected by the loss of the large fish. On display in Catalina were some photos from the mid-1900s of the huge tuna, marlin, and swordfish that were routinely caught by sport anglers. Some of them taller than the anglers. And I know that fish trophies so large are so unusual these days because they simply do not live long enough to achieve that size. So I have two main questions for today's show. First, what is really happening to the oceans, and are they really being destroyed by people? It seems like a pretty desperate situation, but is the danger being exaggerated? And second, how do our diets impact the health of the oceans? And that second question does not come out of thin air because we are pleased to be welcoming back on the show Dr. Richard Oppenlander, who has a deep interest in our diets and its impact on the environment. Dr. Richard Oppenlander's latest book is titled Comfortably Unaware, Global Depletion and Food Responsibility, What You Choose to Eat is Killing Our Planet. Later in the show, Peter will be sharing some animal news stories from around the globe. Of course, you will find our past shows at AnimalsTodayRadio.com. Please take a look and share any show with your friends, AnimalsTodayRadio.com. And, of course, like us on Facebook. Also, Animals Today, sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check us out at AIAnimals.org. Welcome back to the program, Richard.
Well, it's certainly my privilege to be here again. Thanks so much. We have an extremely important topic to talk about. It's a great introduction, so thank you for creating this opportunity to explore it for your audience.
Thank you. Richard, are we indeed in the process of ruining our oceans, and how is one to know what to believe?
Yeah, well, it was a great prelude that you gave, because actually, as I heard you speak, a couple of questions you posed, the answers to two of those questions are no. The devastation of our oceans, if you're hearing about them, is not exaggerated, and yes, the people are drastically impacting them, and then the combination or collective impact is the largest impact of anything that's occurring with our oceans right now, and they're in a phrase, our oceans are being ravaged, and they're in much worse shape than anyone could really imagine. It's almost as if, though, we should, I mean, without spending a great deal of everybody's time talking about geophysics and the dynamics of marine life, I think it's really important, though, that we sort of look at an overview of this and then maybe discuss why it's happening. For instance, I think it's one of the largest disconnects that we live with, because we can't see it. I mean, we don't really see our oceans very much. Those that do, I mean, the oceans really aren't in everybody's backyard. And when it is in somebody's backyard, we really still really wouldn't see it, because we have to go below the surface every day to get really a good grasp on what's going on there. It's sort of like out of sight, out of mind. And as it relates to our food choices, I think that fish and seafood are, we may be moving away, according to recent polls in America, in the U.S., from certain types of red meat, but we're certainly picking up with fish. In fact, fish species and seafood are expected to be one of the major contributors to how to feed 9 billion people in the year 2050. But as you said, the oceans are being devastated, and I think, you know, the best way to view it is that to look at it, that you know, we have this, our oceans, we've always thought, are this vast, diverse ecosystem with robust habitats. But today, our human activities have created direct and indirect pressures, both on our oceans, that are felt everywhere on Earth. Interdependent and fragile ecosystems throughout our oceans are collapsing, and many, if not most, habitats are being destroyed. as not just the marine species themselves as they are driven towards extinction, but the habitats, the various ecosystems, are as well. So you know, everything that our oceans have been thought to represent, you know, the resilience of our vast oceans, it's really not true. They're fading pretty quickly.
Richard, let's talk about the problem of overfishing. How widespread is that?
Yeah, well, exactly. I think that, first of all, I want to put that in context. I think that's really important. Overfishing is one of the three principal reasons that, or the reasons that our oceans are being destroyed. And the first is really from climate change, through both warming and acidification. The second is from pollution. And the third is from fishing. So using the term overfishing, but I'm going to use the term fishing because that's really what's happening. We're fishing, and it's causing depletion of our oceans. So, yeah, if you want to take a quick snapshot of that, and they were considered to have 17 primary fishing stocks in the world, and all of them, every one of them, all 17 are either overexploited or on the verge of collapse. There are examples of near extinction through up and down through various species. There are over 1,000 types of fish listed as threatened or endangered now, and 85% of the world's fish species have been pushed beyond their biological limits. 90% of all large predatory fish, meaning, you know, tuna, sharks, swordfish, cod, halibut, et cetera, are gone, 90% of them. So, yeah, overfishing or fishing itself is what's causing that. So it's pretty damaging. That's in a word, I guess. It's devastating our oceans.
Do world governments recognize that fishing is so devastating, and what are they able and unable to do about it?
Well, it's a good question. World governments, of course, are caught in this. There's a blinding economic veil that is occurring because fish are considered to be a staple of their population's diet, which it doesn't have to be. So they're caught wanting to provide income for the various people who are involved in commercial fishing, as well as for food that they think that their population has to eat. So on one hand, they're purporting to care and create some regulatory rhetoric, but on the other hand, our conditions now are replete with not having regulations. Even any of the scientific recommendations are not being put into force. There's no regulation in our oceans. Less than 1% of all of our oceans have any type of restrictions, and those are not being enforced. So it's pretty rampant, and it's very far out of line from what needs to be accomplished.
Yeah. Richard, another recent and related story had to do with the deceptive mislabeling of fish for consumption. Why is that occurring?
Well, yeah, there's mislabeling across many different categories. I mean, the largest mislabeling is for health benefits, but there's also a large mislabeling for sustainability, and which is a very, very large topic that we could spend a few shows on, because that's what it's really I think heading towards, is where there are certain organizations now like the Marine Stewardship Council and Monterey Bay Aquarium Seafood Watch, which you're pretty familiar with out there, which are serving as regulatory or scientific organizations to label fish as sustainable, meaning we can eat basically all we want, and they're not. And so, there are many, many examples. I mean, tuna, cod, haddock, pollock, salmon, krill, menhaden, you know, just so many that we could talk about. So, yeah, there's a large disparity between, you know, the labeling of fish as being sustainable and what's really occurring in reality.
Yeah. So don't go away. We have more with Richard Oppenlander, Dr. Richard Oppenlander. And I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. You're listening to Animals Today.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is texting getting way out of hand? You know, I can't... Oh, please. Oh, that is funny. Where was I? Oh, yes, about texting. Pardon me. LOL, you are my BFF. So, like I was saying...
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Did you know that there's a huge problem with pet overpopulation? There are so many unwanted dogs and cats that sadly millions of wonderful pets are euthanized every year in shelters because there's just nowhere for them to go. Consider that one female dog and her offspring can produce more than 50,000 puppies in just 6 years, and that a female cat and her kittens can produce more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. Now, everybody loves a cute puppy or a playful kitten, but there simply are not enough people to care for all the animals. If you let your animal have a litter, even just one, then these kittens and puppies can go on to produce more offspring themselves. We can all help reduce this problem by spaying or neutering our animals as soon as we obtain them. That's what responsible pet owners do. Ask your veterinarian about the procedure. You'll also learn that spaying and neutering can allow your pet to live a longer, healthier life by reducing the chances of certain cancers. There are other benefits too. Fixed animals are less likely to bite, fight, roam, or run away. Neutered cats are less likely to mark their territory. And because they do not go into heat cycles, they are less likely to cry continuously or to attract unwanted animals. So make sure to spay or neuter your pets right away, and tell your friends and relatives about how we can all help make pet euthanasia a thing of the past. This message presented by Desert Paws. Visit us at desertpaws.org.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle, up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP Ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
Welcome back to Animals Today. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. We're speaking to Dr. Richard Openlaunder. He's sharing with us what we are doing to our oceans. Richard, Let's move on to the topic of the acidification of the oceans. Can you please explain the process by which our oceans are getting progressively more acidic and then the consequences on the ecosystems?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a great question. I mean, first of all, I want to point out that there are two main changes that we're causing on our oceans, besides what's occurring with the fishing that we're talking about. One is acidification that you're talking about, and the other one's warming. But so let's divide it out and just talk about acidification, since that's the first question that you posed. What's happening is both of these, acidification and warming, are byproducts of our greenhouse gas emissions and global warming or climate change. So what we're doing essentially is we're dumping all these greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, perhaps 30 to 50% of which are from livestock on land. And what it's doing is that it's causing our oceans essentially absorb almost 50% of all human excessive or human produced greenhouse gases. They're mitigators of climate change. They're trying to protect us. So what they're doing over the years is the oceans, they're trying to absorb all these greenhouse gases, and the CO2 levels have increased. So the pH, and in that process, the pH is going down because the seawater becomes more acidic in the process. So, in fact, our oceans are right now about 30% more acidic than they were for the since pre-industrial levels for the past maybe 300 million years. So, and it's causing and going to cause quite a bit of devastation in our oceans.
Now, another depressing element of this disregard for the environment is the destruction of the sea floors by trawling. Can you please explain what that means and describe what happens with trawling?
Yeah. Well, once again, let me put it in context real quickly, because trawling is one of three or four of the major destructive ways that that we're fishing right now. And it's just one of them. Purseine is another one, and longline fishing is another. Trawling, can be either bottom trawling or, in many cases, it's midwater trawling, and both of them are very destructive. And what happens is basically large commercial fishing vessels, any one of a million that are currently out there, drag and sweep, essentially bulldoze the ocean floor, and it kills everything in its path, leaving scars that can be seen, and plume. They may be going after a target fish, shrimp, or something, but they're typically dragging and catching 9 to 10 times more sea life than whatever the target fish is. Another type, very quickly, the purseine that I mentioned, is another one that are like these huge vacuums with an opening circumference of a net of over 2 miles long. And some of these purseine and bottom trawlers can take 150 tons of fish in just one catch. And so it's quite devastating, you know, taking so much fish out of our oceans in such a short period of time.
Wow. Aquaculture, or fish farming, is touted as a sensible method for providing seafood for consumption in light of the depleted natural fish stocks. Richard, explain how this industry operates and how large it is relative to conventional fishing.
Well, yeah, another great question that could take, you know, hours to talk about, but in a very quick summary, the reason we're turning to aquaculture is because of all the devastation in our oceans, and fishing industry is starting to realize where they used to have fish, there are no fish. Most of our stocks are so depleted that they can't even find the fish now. So they're starting to go towards creating farms on land or in our oceans. There are a couple different types. One are in oceans with open pens or off coastal waters, and the other type is on land, essentially fish farms to grow commercially fish for us to eat, because our oceans can't sustain, you know, what the demand is. 49% of all fish consumed worldwide right now is from fish farms, and it's growing faster than any other food sector. You know, one example of what we're doing with it right now in America is that we eat 8 times more shrimp than any other type of fish in our country, but 95% of it is imported, and most of that is from farm fish. And Asia now is the principal fish farming area. It accounts for over 91% of the world's supply of aquaculture, and most of that's unregulated. It's poorly regulated. It contributes heavily to loss of resources, spread of disease, and pollution.
Can you expand a little on the problem of fertilizer from land-based agriculture damaging the oceans?
Yeah, it's a very good question, too, because, I mean, I mentioned earlier very briefly that the effect of our choices of eating livestock on land is really what is one of the largest contributors to the devastation of our oceans through acidification and warming. But another reason that it's damaging our choices on land for eating animal products on land is affecting our oceans is because of what you said. And it's not just fertilizers. It's basically it can occur from runoff pollution. It can come from chemicals, agricultural fertilizers you mentioned, and animal waste. And eventually, it makes its way into our oceans. And in fact, there are areas called dead zones now, there are over 400 dead zones, which are areas in our oceans. There's one off the coast of Louisiana in the Gulf of Mexico that's doubled in the last 20 years. And these dead zones comprise about 95,000 square miles of area where nothing can live because it's a lack of oxygen from nitrogen that's taken over those areas.
What can we do as a society, Richard, to decrease the use of these nitrogen-based fertilizers and the other things you were mentioning, or to decrease their negative effect on the environment?
Well, of course, right. That's the ultimate question, isn't it? And the ultimate answer is of course, we don't need to eat livestock on land. We touched on a bit of that the last time I was on your show. And you can produce plant-based foods, which are much more highly nutritious for us on land and in an organic fashion. So you don't have to use the synthetics, and you don't have to have animal waste. So 100% of the cause of these dead zones and the pollution and the animal waste from livestock, 100% of it could be prevented.
And Richard, in the last minute, Rich, there's this idea or practice of sustainable seafood. What does that mean? And is it a viable solution to the depletion of sea creatures from the oceans?
Well, it's a very good question. Actually, sustainable seafood, it could be viable, very viable, but you'd have to define the word sustainable correctly. Sustainable right now is being misused on land and much more so even in the water, because most scientists that are not associated with these certification organizations, most of them admit that to not knowing much about various interconnected ecosystems. And in fact, all of these fish species that I mentioned very quickly that are being depleted and that are on the verge of extinction, they're all under the guise of sustainability. I mean, all of them have certified sustainable status. And yet, three or four or five years down the road, we find out that, in fact, we've overfished them. So the term sustainable seafood is really a misnomer. It doesn't exist right now.
After the break, more with Dr. Richard Oppenlander. We're going to learn about solutions to this problem of this destruction of our oceans. Don't go away.
Left this morning from the Bell and Gardner's Bay. Like all the locals here,
as temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now, 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry creams, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the coffin cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct the class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Hurting up?
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at MyEmergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot. What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
We're back with Dr. Richard Oppenlander. So, Richard, we have laid out this groundwork for how and why we are ruining our seas. It's a very complicated and desperate situation. Richard, is it too late to turn it around? And if not, what should we do?
Well, that's another great question. It's definitely not too late to turn it around, but those are but late is sort of a difficult term to quantify, isn't it? Nature has a wonderful way of healing itself. And I think the most important thing that we can recognize right now is first and foremost is how important the oceans are to us. Really learn about it, understand it, because most people don't. Secondly, then, is once you realize that we can't live without our oceans living correctly, then realize really what our impact is on it, and primarily from our choices on land in terms of what we're doing with our food choices with animal products on land, as well as then what we're doing with fishing. It's not just a fishing issue in our oceans, and I hope we impress that. And then start looking at the fact that there are other solutions. And once we allow our oceans to heal, because right now it's been extremely ineffective. In fact, it's been more devastating for scientists to be in positions of sustainable certified organizations telling us that it's sustainable when in fact it's not, and proven proven afterwards. So we just need to leave them alone. And so the short answer is the oceans. The best thing we can do is allow the oceans to heal themselves right now.
And you did very nicely emphasize that it's not just fishing that's destroying our oceans. So talking a bit about food now and our diets, fish are touted as being health food. Everywhere you look, you see healthy fish, omega-3s, good protein source, sustainable resources, and so on. Do we in the developed world need to consume fish?
No, well, that's the essence of this whole thing, isn't it? It's either our cultural predisposition towards or effect on or imposition, or however you want to word that, on having to eat fish, you know, with a taste preference based on what others around us are doing, or it's our ill-conceived thought that fish are healthy, which they're not. And so there are many, many, you know, healthier alternatives. So that those two things are really what's driving, you know, this devastation of our oceans. And I guess the best way to look at that is that we're looking at having to eat fish in terms of just the healthy aspect of it, either because there are omega-3 fatty acids, as you know, what are essentially essential fatty acids, which your audience can, you know, they're pretty familiar with, and they can look up this up if they're not. But there are many other wonderful sources of omega-3 fatty acids. For instance, unsustainable cod, which, you know, the cod fisheries have been depleted to near extinction in many areas. Unsustainable cod as a source of omega-3s provides maybe 150 to 200 milligrams of omega-3s, whereas one tablespoon of very sustainable chia seeds provides over 2,000 milligrams of omega-3s, flax seeds over 1,200 milligrams, et cetera, et cetera. So there's many wonderful choices for that. In the other direction, most people think that fish, the protein's healthy, but actually the protein you're getting from fish brings along with it a type of, it's an inflammation stressor or upregulator of inflammation. And fish bring cholesterol, saturated fat in every fish. And they also bring with it cancer-causing materials called endotoxins, as well as chemicals when they're cooked, such as, you know, heterocyclic amines, and there are other chemicals. No fish has any phytonutrients. There's no fish on Earth that has any fiber. And the other thing, lastly, to remember about omega-3s, is there's no fish in the world that produces omega-3s on their own. None of them do. All fish have to eat omega-3s from plant. Plant sources are the ultimate essential source of omega-3s. So fish have to eat other fish that somewhere along the way initially ate plants. So we could easily just bypass all that and all the baggage, the sustainable or the unsustainable baggage that comes with it, and just go right to the source and eat plant-based omega-3 fatty acids.
Yeah, and as you said, that's really just seems so logical. Go right to the source. If you're really just getting these omega-3s, that's what you want to get for the cardiovascular health and the ocular health and reducing inflammation in our bodies. I mean, that's why we want and need these omega-3s versus eating the fish, which comes with all the things you described and the toxic the things that come with it, and the mercury and the arsenic and the PCBs. And
well, right. I mean, you're exactly right. You know, most people know about all the heavy metals, and you just said dioxins and PCBs. What they don't really know much about are all these other things that are bringing with it, these other chemicals and materials and endotoxins, and also just the nutrients themselves. You know, thinking that you're getting, you know, a high potency of protein, and what you're doing is you're getting, you know, the wrong type of nutrients with it.
And plus a lot of saturated fat.
Mm-hmm. A lot of saturated fat in every you know, it's basically muscle tissue, and every muscle tissue in any animal is going to have cholesterol and saturated fat. That's right. So it's a big misconception, as you know, and it's something that we have to just overcome. And that's one of the things we can do is increase. You know, you were asking earlier a few minutes ago about what we can do. Well, and is it too late? Well, no. I mean, we just have to educate, increase awareness about these things, And then all of a sudden it becomes easier. And sponsor organizations such as Greenpeace listen to shows such as this one, you know, to try to educate yourselves. And then really what needs to be done, I think, ultimately is that, you know, understand that our oceans have been here for millions of years before we arrived, and they're very healthy and thriving, and now they're not. And the best way for them to be healthy again is just stop eating fish and let the oceans heal themselves, especially commercially, you know, and then inspire others, you know, to do the same thing.
Yeah, so well stated. Richard Oppenlander, where can listeners find your book and learn more about you and your work?
Well, thanks so much for asking. Yeah, the book is available in Barnes & Noble, either, you know, the stores themselves or online and at Amazon. And I think it's really nice if they could visit the website. It's comfortablyunaware.com. I also have a nonprofit organization that has a bit of information, too, called inspireawareness.org. But basically, if they go to comfortablyunaware.com, though, you know, they can find out all the information about things like this. I also have another book that is being published right now. It should be out in a few months. And that will have, that will actually go into quite a bit of detail about the oceans and about some of these other subjects.
Does it have a title you'd like to reveal at this
well,
time?
Well, it's interesting. I was going to originally call it Still Comfortably Unaware, but but now I'm thinking, you know, the publishers are thinking it should be something like our ultimate disconnect, why eating local, less meat, and taking baby steps simply won't work.
Well, I love the title of your other book, Comfortably Unaware, Global Depletion and Food Responsibility, What You Choose to Eat is Killing Our Planet. And
thank you.
So true. Richard, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so very much for this opportunity. And once again, for all your great work that you're doing, I want to wish you and your audience all the very best, of course. Take good care.
Thank you, sir. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Lori.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, we're fine. How
were
you?
Were you listening into the conversation?
I bet I was.
Wasn't it great?
Yeah.
Learned so much.
Yeah. And to me, the takeaway is it's so hidden from most people's consciousness. We really need to talk about this more and think about it and educate ourselves, because you look at the sea and it just looks beautiful and tranquil or whatever, and you don't really know what's going on unless you really educate yourself.
Yeah, you really don't. And you showed me that picture the other day of a seafloor that was just trawled.
Yeah.
Is that the word, trawled? And just scraped everything in its path.
It was just
destroyed.
Flat and barren, and you see the striations from the machinery.
From the rake or the machine, right.
Yeah. And it's
devastating.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
And he mentioned a million fishing operations now.
Yeah.
At sea, a million of them.
Wow.
I mean, wow. So.
Yeah. Well, we did sure learn a lot there. And, you know, he briefly mentioned this term dead zone. Did you know what that was, too?
You know, I heard it. But,
yeah. It is, like he says, it is becoming so much more common. And it's the fertilizer that trickles down or things trickle down and into the oceans and the waters and cause the overgrowth of the algae.
Yes.
And that, you know, that just sucks up all the oxygen and no fish can live there.
Yeah.
So it just creates these areas where there's no fish. There's no living. Anyway, this is good stuff here. And I guess after the break, you have some news.
There's a lot of news
today.
Oh,
you want to give us
ready.
You want to give us a hint or no?
I'm going to give you a hint about our favorite country in Central America.
Uh-oh.
What do you think that is?
Uh-oh. I don't even want to say.
Okay.
That's your hint. Okay, don't go away. This is Animals Today. Thanks for joining us.
Every day in the United States, tens of thousands of puppies and kittens are born. Unfortunately, there aren't enough homes for all these cats and dogs. One unfixed female cat and her offspring can be the source of more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. One female dog and her unfixed offspring can produce about 67,000 puppies. Too many cats and dogs are unwanted anywhere by anybody, so they end up being neglected or abandoned. Millions of healthy pets are killed in shelters annually in the U.S. On average, 70% of the animals that enter the shelter end up getting euthanized. Fortunately, there is good news. There's a new answer to this dilemma. We can help to stop killing these animals by having our pets spayed or neutered. If you want a new pet, how about adopting one? You can rescue a cat or dog and save a life. For more information, please visit our website, desertpaws.org. Again, that website is www.desertpaws.org. And save a life. Save a pet's life today. As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG for as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
From Walmart.
We wish.
Cousin Sean would stop sticking his fingers in the Ready Whip Dairy Whip topping.
We wish.
His sister Janelle would stop eating all the yummy Pillsbury Crescent Rolls.
And a Happy New Year.
To Uncle Luther, as he gobbles down the Nestle Toll House morsels. Walmart has everything you need for a great Christmas meal, backed by our Ad Match Guarantee. Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
This holiday season, Chevy's giving more. Stop into your local Chevy dealer for great deals, like the EPA-estimated 42 MPG Highway Cruise Eco, or more seating in the roomy 8-passenger Traverse. So hurry in for great deals during Chevy's calendar year-end event.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with printer ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby Pro. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Thank you.
come and play Father Christmas. I stood outside
of okay, good song.
You know, we should just change the whole format and play music all day long.
Play music the entire hour. No animal education.
That's right.
Okay.
Just
okay. We would enjoy that one.
I know. It'd be,
okay,
our favorite Central American country.
Costa Rica.
Continues to be Costa Rica. They are the most advanced country in terms of animal protection, and they have just made it illegal to hunt. And that was passed unanimously by their Congress.
Oh, I love that.
Yes, they are one of the world's most biodiverse nation, and they've got a quarter of its land protected as parks or reserves. Now, those caught hunting can be in jail for up to 4 months and have a $3,000 fine, which is nothing to sneeze at if you live in Costa Rica.
Oh, I just love that.
Yes. Also, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, let's move to Costa Rica.
You can't keep them as pets, wild animals as pets, or steal wild animals.
Oh, that's so great.
Right. So.
Yeah.
Now, it's still not perfect down in Costa Rica. We were there a decade ago, and we were impressed by the feral dogs everywhere.
Right.
And that is disturbing for us to see.
Yeah.
So maybe that's another, they can work on that as an extra
thing. Yeah, they do need to work on their domestic animal situation there.
Research from Virginia Commonwealth University establishes that having a pet at work decreases stress in the people.
Mm.
So this is the first actual data on this where they studied it carefully, and the perceived stress that employees have when the dog is present compared to when the dog is not were significantly different. And the dog causes the less stress.
Well,
so there you go.
We know that, don't we? I mean,
this is now data.
And
of
makes
course
sense.
We know it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I saw an interview the other day. Someone was interviewing some expert on mental health, brief segment on mental health, and they talked about having a companion animal is good for your mental health and your memory, decrease the risk of depression and dementia.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, some of the employees.
Well, it was mainly, the point was, their point was loneliness can increase your risk of future mental deterioration. And the companion animals helps with the loneliness, thus helps with the health.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Some of the comments from the employees about having the pets in the workplace were, pets in the workplace can be a great bonus for employee morale. Or having dogs here is great stress relief, and so on. So that's really good news. And you have to have the right sort of system in place. You can't let them just go running wild.
Yeah, I think if we took our dogs to work, and it wouldn't decrease our stress level. That's for
no,
sure.
No, they get a little excited. But certain dogs are very suited to this. I remember going to a bookstores have cats companions.
Oh.
Bookstores don't even really exist anymore, but
right.
I remember going to bookstores with like a cat mascot.
Oh.
Anyway, in Massachusetts, a 6-year-old Labrador mix has been named the first animal to win protection in a new law that allows pets to be included in domestic violence restraining orders.
Mm.
So this is an order that a woman obtained against her former boyfriend who was threatening her and all the kind of stuff, and the dog was included. So the guy has to stay away from the animal. In fact, the animal was placed in a foster home, not to be disclosed where, and is now under protection until sometime in the future, and the woman gets updates from the people who are looking after the dog.
Good.
And it turns out, as we know and we've talked about, that a large percentage of abused women report that their abusers threaten to harm or kill their animals.
Right.
As a way of getting to them and preventing them from leaving or calling the police or whatever.
Right.
So this provides another way out for them. So
yeah,
that's good.
That's good.
So that's in Massachusetts. I bet you we'll see more legislation like that.
Yeah.
Here's another thing that we talk about sometimes, and that is down in southern Louisiana, in a couple of parishes there, the restaurant Chili's is hosting a fundraiser to support the organization Hope for Animals. So they're trying to raise money to help dogs and cats get adopted. So if you go to Chili's, 10% of your bill will be donated to Hope for Animals.
Well, that's very nice.
So it's nice, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, it's always, but it always raises the question of you're eating a chicken or a steak on one hand, and the part of the proceeds helps the dogs and the cats.
Helping another species, right.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I guess.
We always have an issue with that.
But I guess you do what you can do.
Yeah.
Poaching is popular, unfortunately, in northwest of Calgary, Canada, this time of year. You know, the season for hunting the various animals, especially deer, is very well-defined. You've got the season starts this date and ends this date, and people try to jump in ahead of time and are shooting these animals and letting them stay there and then coming to retrieve them one or two days later after the season begins. So they're really trying to find these poachers. If you see poaching, there are admonitions not to approach these guys. You should just try to get their license plate and then report it. Don't chase them down or do anything exciting like that. Right? And this year, there's a lot of high-tech pet toys that are becoming very popular, including a waffle maker to make a dog bone mold. So this is like a waffle maker. You make your home dog bones. They're shaped like, and you give them to your pet. That's there's exercise equipment like treadmills. That's becoming very popular. Air conditioners for dog houses. We've talked about them. And, of course, pet air purifiers. We've promoted a couple of them in the past. We like them. There's a pet-o-meter, so you can put a device in your pet and find out how many calories he or she is burning.
Yeah.
In case you're wondering. So technology, you know, as soon as something hits in the human world, it takes about 3 months for it to hit the pet world.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to see apps for pets and automatic, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
More and more.
Right.
So lots more ways to spend your money.
Yes, sure is. Well, thank you, Peter.
You bet, Laura.
And thank you for listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirschner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.